What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 3 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Living in Harmony. John Phillips once wrote, D.L. Moody, in one of his sermons, pictures the Lord Jesus after his resurrection giving directions to Peter. Go, find the man, he says, who thrust his spear into my side, and tell him there's a much quicker way to my heart. Find the man who crowned me with thorns, and tell him I should like to give him a crown of life. It is a dramatic way of depicting the true spirit of Christianity. Did not Jesus practice what he preached? Our text for today is from Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 14 through 16, part B. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Paul challenges believers to live in harmony with one another. The phrase means to be of the same mind toward others. When we act haughtily, we think we are better than others. Associating with the lowly aligns with living in harmony because Christians should not show partiality. Jesus is our perfect example of treating each person the same. Living in harmony with one another is the key to Paul's admonitions in Romans chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Rod Mattoon's comments on these two verses are enlightening. Much of life is learning to respond the right way to what is thrown at us. When difficulties come, we can become defeated, depressed, discouraged, or determined and dependent upon the Lord. When faced with heartbreak, we can become hateful, hostile, or hopeful, even happy in the Lord. When we are attacked, harassed, and troubled by enemies, we can become angry, bitter, and fight back. This is a typical response. We can also respond the right way, which is God's way. This is what this section is about. How do you respond the right way to people who hurt you, harass you, trouble you, or are hostile toward you? Romans 12, 14. Anytime you live for God, you will have some who will oppose you or persecute you. This word persecute means to put one to flight, to try to drive away, harass, trouble, pursue, or chase in a hostile manner. Our tendency is to fight back and attack. God says, bless. Ouch. The word bless is in the tense, which means to constantly bless. The meaning of bless is to praise, to pray God's blessings on someone. It is from the Greek word eulogio, which forms our English word eulogize. Eulogize means to speak well of someone. The words curse not mean we are not to curse, to doom, or to seek to bring evil upon people. When Adoniram Judson was serving Christ in Burma, he suffered severe persecution in the early years of his ministry. He was imprisoned for 2 years under treacherous conditions. When he was imprisoned, Mrs. Judson gave birth to a child. Not long after this, their home burned down. Then, their oldest child developed smallpox, driving Mrs. Judson to the brink of despair. To make matters worse, Adoniram was captured, and finding him was extremely difficult for Mrs. Judson. When they were finally reunited, he was terribly scarred, maimed, and drained by suffering. She was dressed in rags, destitute, and her head was shaved. Despite the harshness that Burma threw at the Judsons, they never lost their love for the people of Burma. The love of Christ constrained them and strengthened their wills. By blessing those who persecuted them and not cursing, they were able to disarm their opposition and conquer through Christ. Some people have enemies not because of their position in Christ, but their disposition. There's a difference between sharing the offense of the cross and being an offensive Christian. We are not to be obnoxious, rude, unkind, judgmental, hateful, or proud. If you have mistreated someone, then you need to seek their forgiveness. Has someone been mean to you? Bless them. Have you been mean to someone? Get right with God and with them. Romans 12:15. This word rejoice means to rejoice exceedingly. We are to weep with those who weep. The word weep deals with mourning. Compassion suffers with someone. How do we do these two things? The answer involves being close to people. Intimacy with one another makes us aware of their joys and sorrows. Jesus was our example of rejoicing and weeping with others. He performed a miracle at a wedding and also at a funeral. One was at the gladdest hour of most lives and the other at the saddest hour. We are to rejoice with those who rejoice. This sounds easy, but sometimes it's not. Can you rejoice when another person prospers or is blessed at your expense? When others win first place, get the promotion, the raise, or praise, can you rejoice? Some people tend to get jealous or resentful. Can you rejoice when others get something you want, but you cannot have? Such as a new car, a house, a husband or wife, or even a child. There is a time we should not rejoice, and that time is at the calamities of others, especially our enemies. We are to weep with those who weep. We are to weep for those who should weep, but do not. This is what it means to live Christ-like in a world that desperately needs to encounter the love of Jesus. When Christians live in harmony, we point others to the one who died for us even while we were yet sinners. Some questions to consider today. How can you treat all people the same? In what way do you find it difficult to bless those who persecute you? How does Jesus' example encourage you to love your enemies? And finally, how does rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep reveal your true character as well as as your genuine concern for others. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.